WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're anything like me, sometimes the outside world feels like a never-ending roller coaster up, down, sideways, and just when you think you've got it figured out, bam, another loop-de-loop. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, bombards us with information, and keeps us running on high alert. It's no wonder so many of us feel stressed, overwhelmed, and honestly, exhausted. But guess what? We don't have to surrender to the chaos. We can actually create a little pocket of peace right in our own homes. A sanctuary, if you will, where we can recharge, reconnect with ourselves, and find that calm within. Today, we're diving into how to turn your home into a haven, a place where serenity reigns supreme. Think of it like this. Your home should be your ultimate retreat, your personal spa, your very own zen zone. Ready to make that happen? Let's go. First things first, declutter your space. It sounds simple, but trust me, a cluttered space can lead to a cluttered mind. Imagine trying to meditate in a room filled with stacks of papers, unfinished projects, and random knickknacks not exactly conducive to inner peace, right? Take some time each week to go through your belongings and let go of anything you don't use, need, or love. Donate it, sell it, toss it, just get rid of the clutter. Next up, sensory bliss. Think about what brings you joy and incorporate those elements into your space. Soft lighting, calming colors, soothing scents, these are all powerful tools for creating a sense of tranquility. Dim those bright overhead lights, switch to soft lamps or candles, light some incense or essential oil diffusers with lavender or chamomile, it's like aromatherapy for your entire home. Speaking of sounds, ever noticed how the right music can instantly shift your mood? Create a playlist of calming tunes, think classical, ambient, nature sounds, or even binaural beats. Imagine unwinding after a long day to the gentle melody of a piano or the soothing rustle of leaves. It's pure magic. Now, let's talk about textures. Imagine sinking into a cozy armchair with a soft throw blanket draped over your legs. That feeling of comfort and warmth is exactly what we're aiming for. Incorporate soft textures like plush rugs, velvet cushions, and chunky knit throws. Lastly, make time for yourself in the sanctuary you've created. This isn't just about decorating, it's about establishing a routine where you consciously carve out time for self-care. Whether it's reading a book, taking a hot bath, meditating, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence, make it a non-negotiable part of your day. Picture this. You've had a long, stressful day. Work is piling up, traffic was a nightmare, and your to-do list feels like an endless scroll. You walk into your home and everything changes. The soft lighting welcomes you in, the calming scent fills your senses, and a sense of peace washes over you. You slip off your shoes, curl up in your cozy chair with a good book, and for the first time all day, you truly relax. That's the power of creating a home sanctuary. So how do we make this happen? Remember those key takeaways: decluttering, sensory bliss, music, textures, and dedicated self-care time. Don't try to tackle everything at once, start small. Maybe this week, focus on decluttering just one area of your nightstand, your desk, or a corner of your living room. Next week, bring in some calming scents or soft lighting. The key is consistency. Little changes each day can lead to big results over time. Remember, you deserve to feel calm and at peace in your own space. It's not just about aesthetics, it's about creating a haven that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Now I want to hear from you. Share your favorite tips for creating a peaceful home environment. What works for you? What are some of your go-to self-care rituals? Leave a comment on our website or tag us on social media using #calmwithin. Let's build a community of calm together. Until next time, stay grounded, stay focused, and remember to always find that calm within. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.